A bugler played taps and revelry at Churchill's funeral.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
At Winston Churchill's funeral, one bugler played taps, a signal that the day is over. But another played revelry, a signal that it's time to get up. Churchill requested this because he knew that at the end of history, the last note would not be taps, but revelry. Christians believe this because the Bible teaches it. We believe that after death, everyone will rise to face the God of the universe. The Apostle Paul uses the reality of the resurrection to defend himself before the Roman officials. We read in Acts chapter 26 that Paul's Jewish brothers accused him of preaching heresy because he asserted that Jesus of Nazareth was the Messiah. He also insisted that God would declare both Jews and Gentiles righteous based on faith alone, without the need of circumcision. Standing in a Roman courtroom, Paul declared that his message was none other than what ancient prophets had said, that the Messiah would die and rise again, and God would offer the forgiveness of sins to all who placed their faith in him. Paul based his assertion of Christ's resurrection not upon some fanciful story, but upon historical facts. Many witnesses testified that they saw Jesus alive after he died. Since Christ is alive, he offers the hope of immortality to all who accept him as their Savior. The bugler may play taps at our funeral. One day, Jesus will play revelry.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.